When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. 1 week to Christmas, 94 WIP, as we crank up one more hour. And Joe and Hugh at the top of the hour. All right, so Jaws, what he said, of course, we're all looking at the NFC and how it's going to size up between the Eagles, Lions, and Vikings. What Jaws said yesterday about the Lions and Vikings, we'll get to that shortly. Also, still looking for what could become the winning answer for a simple truth that you'd like to know the answer to. Whoever provides it is going to win the Joseph Anthony Spa and Salon $100 gift card. If anyone
could
has an answer
any,
on the drones.
Anyone who knows, yeah, the drones are very important.
We're looking for that answer.
But I also
Because Dr.
Really,
Gina could be totally wrong. I mean,
I'm getting texts saying Gina is wrong, so
all right.
We'll see.
Let me put it this way. No one knows what it is,
right,
at least
how
here.
How do you know? How do you know she's wrong or right?
No, we don't.
I just
want to know about...
I want to know about the wooden spoon on the boiling water.
Oh, someone tweeted me about that.
Why does it work?
Because the wood absorbs the moisture from the pot, and also apparently if you put olive oil around the edge, that also helps it to not boil over.
But I don't need to put olive oil around the edge. All I need to do is put this freaking wooden spoon on there.
But I don't believe that, John. If the pot is filled.
Yeah.
I don't believe it once
spilled.
I'm sure there's a limit.
There has to be a limit.
I don't know.
Of course there's a limit.
Of course. You fill that thing to the brim like, what commercial was that,
Ben? Coffee.
Yeah, what commercial was that?
Fill it to the brim with the rich taste of brim. Fill it to the
rim. It was called brim.
With the rich taste of brim.
Yeah, that was like 1980s or something.
Yeah, it was.
Or you could just pay attention to your water when it's boiling.
You could do that.
It's annoying. I'm with you. It's nice to be able to
walk away.
And you have to all the time. It's like you have to stir it nonstop.
You don't know exactly how long it takes to boil water for pasta?
No, I do. I'm saying once the pasta is in the water, you have to stir it or else it'll boil over constantly. And it's annoying. I want to like leave it alone. And I have to like, so I think this is very helpful if it works.
Ben Davis, the most horrifying scene in a movie ever with a pot that boiled an animal.
What?
Name the movie,
Ben.
Come
on, Ben.
Pretty easy, Ben.
Animal.
Yeah.
Really? This is easy. Come on, man.
But he really doesn't
know.
He doesn't know.
Neither does Devin, obviously,
too. It involves an animal you've probably shot.
I don't boil my animals.
I don't know that Ben has shot.
You never did a bunny boil?
Devin, have you ever seen Fatal Attraction?
No.
You should check it out.
It's a great movie.
It begat the best boiled in it.
The best line ever about like a crazy woman. She's a bunny burner.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, she is. There's other lines that came to my mind that she's.
Well, I'm saying the one that we could use on the air.
Yes, I understand. Man, Glenn Close in that movie was no joke.
Nuts.
All right, let's get to Ed right now in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. So is your Tootsie Roll thing right up there with the whole Jesus, Mary, and Joseph with Elliot, or is it worse?
It's not as worse.
It's not worse. Nothing's worse than that. That's really bad.
What do you mean?
We talked about this where Elliot thought that Mary's name was Mary and Joseph instead of Mary and Joseph.
Did you know that, Ben?
He had no idea that Joseph existed.
Oh,
he had no
Elliot
idea.
Parks.
Yeah, this was like 3 weeks ago on our show.
In his defense.
Oh, my
In his
Lord.
Defense.
There's
a
no
lot
defense.
Is made about the miraculous conception. Immaculate conception. And so she was flying solo for that part.
Marianne Joseph, John.
I know.
He was flying solo. He's for goodness sake.
Marianne. In his 30s.
Just a mother.
I thought it was Marianne.
I'm not defending him at all. I'm just trying to figure out why he could possibly be that dumb.
I'm never going to get over Ed. Mary was flying solo.
Brutal. Flying solo.
All right, Ed, what do you got, buddy?
Amazingly, but still.
Ed, go ahead.
Love you, Mary.
Thanks. Love you, Mary, too. I think something it's been discussed, but really hasn't gotten as much publicity amidst all the other great play we've seen with the Eagles is Cam Jurgens is having an all-pro season. And just seeing him on those complex pulls where, can you imagine how scary it must be to see Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson, bearing down on you? How do you combat that? And I just think
it's amazing, Ed, that we go from last season where he was playing guard and everyone's saying, oh, I don't know if he can handle this or not. He handled it so swimmingly. And we had a center who was snapping it and pulling on the outside zone and doing amazing things that only he could do. And only our center in Philadelphia was capable of doing because of the athletic requirements. And now, the very next year, we're running the same plays with a different center who's snapping it and pulling around the edge on the outside zone because he can be a fullback. He's a gigantic running back out there leading the way for his back.
And Ed, I don't know that it's all pro level. I mean, that's literally the best in the business, but I do feel he's playing at a Pro Bowl level. I also feel there might be 10 to 15 Eagles playing at a Pro Bowl level. I mean, if we really broke it down, maybe not 10 to 15.
I wonder what the number would
but
be.
But I bet you it could be
eight
to 12. 8 to 12 that are
Do
probably...
Do we want as many as the Philly sent this year that didn't work out so well?
Boy, that's a good point, because I think that was 8, wasn't it?
I was
it?
Thinking about it. It's around the same number.
Yeah, that's wild. Hey, Ed, give me an answer. A simple truth you'd like to know the answer to.
Who's the sick... I almost cursed. Who's the sick man who invented that elf on the shelf thing? It's driving me crazy.
Fair enough.
We had an accident.
Oh, no.
I can't get into the...
Wow.
The elf... Elfie.
Oh,
we had an Elfie accident.
With the dog?
With fire.
Oh,
whoa!
Yeah, with a bulb. Mm. He was seated on a bulb.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Probably not a good place to put
Elfie him. Elfie was seated on a bulb. The bulb was left on. I didn't realize that the heat generated from the bulb would cause it to burrow. And it was like... The bulb was one of those shaped like a little flame, so it had a little point to it.
Elf is made of cloth, John.
Elfie sank down. It went up into Elfie, and it looked really bad when it was all said and done.
And you were the culprit?
No, Elfie was.
Okay. No. Well done.
Fair.
Let's get to Tom in Abington. Tom, good morning.
Yo, gang. How are we doing this morning?
Yo, Tom.
Doing great.
You know, I just learned something. Don't bring an elf on the shelf or a piano near John.
Facts.
Good point.
Yeah.
So I heard Dr. Gina, and far be it from me being a nurse to correct the doctor. What she said about the drones is kind of true. There was a damaged container with radioactive material. But the agency that oversees that has since come out and said they located it all, they repackaged it and sent it on its way, and that agency does not deploy drones. So we can debunk that. I think they're just drones. There's a million registered drones in this country, so if there's a million registered drones, how many aren't registered, right?
Well, why are they all the same place?
I think, Tom, the question we're driving at is, who put them up there?
Why is there an influx of them in
right
the exact
now.
Same place at the same
time?
I
don't think it's one person or one government or one thing that's putting all these drones up. Well, I think they're just being cloned by everybody.
But you don't think it's a bunch of random kids out there by the power plant flying their drones at the same spot that just happens to have a leak at the power plant, right?
I know. I think it's all much to do about nothing.
Well, it could be a copycat. I mean, that stuff happens sometimes. There'd be a lot of copycats, but...
Yeah.
I thought they were really big drones, though, like military
drones. Some of them are actual aircrafts that people are mistaken for drones. Yeah. So I just think people are blowing this up into nothing when there's nothing to see here.
It depends on what they are.
They're drones.
And we don't really know the answer. I mean, we don't. All right, Tom, I got a lot to get to here. Give me a simple truth you'd like to know the answer to.
Well, I would like to know, at the end of the prom, if you actually smooched your cousin.
Oh. Man.
Smooched.
Why do they do that to me? First off, you guys know I'm not a kiss and tell kind of guy. That line worked well for me, by the way.
Did that start because you kissed your cousin and you didn't want to tell anyone?
You know what, James? That make you happy?
I feel pretty good about it.
Pull a little funny.
It was pretty good.
Pull a little funny in there.
You and your cousin share 12.5% of the same DNA. Okay. Do you look similar?
So first of all, I have to figure out which cousin are we talking about? Yeah. The cousin that I dated, her friend, or the cousin that frequently gets referenced?
The one you took to the prom.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, sure. Ben, how do I get out from this when everyone is convinced I took my cousin to the prom, but I did not? I have to prove something that's...
Photo. I need a photo.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Bring us a photo of your prom. Oh, you don't have it, huh?
I could be ashamed of myself. I don't know if I have.
Proof is in the pudding.
Who doesn't? I have my prom photo. You don't have a prom photo?
Why would you not have a prom photo, Joe?
Yeah.
Were
you embarrassed about it or something?
Guys, you don't understand the degree to which I was a loser.
Do you and your date look so similar that it was too embarrassing to keep the photo?
I have no idea if there's a photo.
Sharing 12.5% of the same DNA. You're like spitting images of one another. It was like Joe in a dress
Joe
in a tux. And Joe with the boutonniere and Joe with the corsage.
You guys are brutal. You guys.
Joe and Joanne.
You're all brutal. Everyone's
Joe and
brutal.
Joanne.
It's okay.
Good.
It's all right. I'll take the hits. Listen, I'm like Sirianni. You come at me all you want.
I will say you glowed
a little bit more than Sirianni, though.
Not him on the sideline, though.
That's true. You like Sirianni on the sideline.
Could we see a photo?
I honestly doubt I have. John, I did find a photo yesterday. Yeah, well, actually, not yesterday. I saw it yesterday, but I found it about 2 weeks ago. I will bring it in for you. It will annoy you.
Why?
Because
what is it?
It sums up my athletic career.
Oh no! You sitting?
I'm just telling you.
I was an early peaker.
I will bring you a photo tomorrow, and I guarantee you, it will annoy you.
So it must be you doing something well.
I'm just saying.
It's like him in a football uniform or something like that.
James, tomorrow. Photo.
Can't wait.
All right. And we'll put it on Twitter and the whole deal, and people can run wild with their comments. Everyone's going to
hit your
rude.
Bart Scott drop. Can't wait.
Yeah. All right. But we'll have some fun with that. By the way, also tomorrow, we're going to look through some of the more notable Twitter poll questions of the day this year. We're going to see the evolution of thoughts with the fan base over the last year with all sorts of things. Jalen, you're in, you're out. Sirianni, you're in, you're out. You're back in. How many wins are the Eagles going to have? Are the Phillies going to, like, all we're going to cover all this stuff tomorrow, little year in review. Also, Friday, year in review for drop of the year. So Seltzer is compiling the best of the best for the entire year. Now, James, the shame of it is we kind of know what's going to win, right?
Yeah, there's so many.
But we know what's going to win.
Well, yeah, we've got a couple contenders. I mean, you know. Would be up there. I mean,
wow. Yeah.
This is really...
up there. I mean, we got. I think that's the leader in the clubhouse. Is definitely.
This is really.
I'd be shocked if it didn't win, but there are some great contenders, so it should be good.
All right, so we'll have some fun with that on Friday. We'll be doing a little bit of that each hour on Friday. Let's listen to Jaws right now. Obviously, the one seed is still up for grabs: Eagles, Lions, and Vikings. Here's the deal: as far as the schedule's up ahead, Chicago this weekend at. Excuse me. Let me back it up. The Lions this weekend at Chicago. Minnesota at Seattle, Eagles at Washington. The following week, Detroit is at San Francisco. That's on a Monday night. Minnesota's home versus Green Bay. The Eagles are home versus Dallas. And then the final week, Detroit is home versus Minnesota. Obviously, that's where Minnesota will be. And the Eagles play the Giants.
So that week 17 is going to be huge with the Vikings, Packers, Niners, Lions. Like you need teams to come through for us.
And that can go so crazy.
Yeah,
that's going to be a haywire weekend.
Very important. So we'll see where that whole thing shakes out. In the meantime, let's kind of preview these teams through the prism of what Jaws thinks about them. So two different things. First on the Lions, then we'll get to the Vikings. Here's Jaws yesterday on Detroit. The Lions, still an exceptional record, but how much of a lesser team are they now than a month or two ago before the injury set in?
Well, they are, you know, for most of the season, I had Detroit as a team to beat. I no longer do, not because they're not a good football team, but because of the number of injuries they sustain. Defensively, they're a shadow of what they were at the beginning of the season. They lose now. You know, their running game is a two-headed monster. They lose David Montgomery. You know, Goff and his receivers are still there. They have a really good offensive line, probably the second-best offensive line in the league. But if you can't play defense, you can't stop anybody. That's where Detroit is right now. They've got to win shootouts like they got into last week and didn't win the game. But it's hard to win when you're going to have to need to score in the 40s to win. So right now, the Eagles are the best team in the NFC.
All right, so a great Eagles endorsement through the prism of the Lions just not being what they were. That's Detroit from Jaws' standpoint. Let's look at the Minnesota reality from Jaws' standpoint. He's got a heavy focus here on Sam Darnold. Here's Jaws. I have viewed them the whole year kind of the way I viewed the Steelers. Not a tier one team. You got the Chiefs, you got the Bills, you got the Eagles. You've certainly had the Lions. I've always viewed Minnesota as a lesser than. Are they more than that, or are they a tier two?
They're probably a tier two, although you know they certainly are playing better football. For some reason, you know, you know how much I love the quarterback. I don't trust Sam Darnold. I just don't. You know, he's been too inconsistent wherever he's been. Yeah, he's got great.
Not this year, though.
They're trying to run the football, but I just don't trust Sam Darnold as the guy that could beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, so John, I know you perked up when he said that. I think you think he's wrong. What do you sense? What do you make?
Sam Darnold has been outstanding. I've seen it a few times. Where an older quarterback who's been around the block a few times is just finally ready to be that guy.
So who would be examples of that?
There are three in the NFC playoff picture. You got Baker Mayfield and Jared Goff in addition. Like those,
and Geno Smith.
And Geno. Like, yes, yeah, so
there's probably
four.
Have four.
Like we're looking at right at it. It happens a lot.
It happens.
And Sam Darnold, man, remember, you're not at USC, the starting quarterback at USC, because you don't have all the physical capabilities.
Third
in the
pick
world.
In the draft.
This guy is the cookie cutter. Drop back passer. He's got a bazooka for an arm. And by the way, he's very athletic, and they use that. They move him. They move the pocket. Look at the way he's throwing on the run. It's incredible. And they're using every ounce of his athleticism.
He's only 27. That's the amazing
really
thing.
He's really smart, and he gets it. He understands it. He understands coverages. He's looking at it. He's got a coach. This O'Connell guy, is that how you say it? O'Connell?
Kevin O'Connell.
Yep.
He is young, sharp, aspiring, on the up and up, and creative. And, you know, it's like he and Ben Johnson are doing kind of the same stuff where it feels like they're ahead of other young coaches. Okay. And they can encapsulate it and teach it in a way that the guys get it and they have fun doing it and they love the fact. Like, these teams love the fact that their offense is a little bit advanced. And so they're keeping it advanced. And they're taking pride in that, so it's even more advanced.
Well, here's what I'll say. I think you're both kind of right. I think he's way better than people think, John, but I think Jaws' point does still hold. Certainly for most people, they'll be surprised if Sam Darnold gets the Eagles. If he, you know, playoff game, and he's got to score 31 to win 31-28, and he does. No, look, I'm not saying it's impossible.
Well, he can be made to look a lot more mortal.
Yeah.
When you got a pass rush in his face.
That's
when
right.
When he's got pressure.
We did see Jake Mahomes beat an Eagles playoff team. Now, they didn't
Jake
score too
Delhomme.
Many. What'd I say?
Mahomes.
Oh, for the love of God.
That's a mashup.
Oh, a little different.
And by the way, if his kicker doesn't freaking kick the ball off out of bounds near the end of the Super Bowl.
They win the Super Bowl.
They win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, John Casey.
John Casey makes a field goal to put Carolina up with about a minute something left.
It's unbelievable.
And he kicks the ball out of bounds, and Brady goes down the field and, you know, Snow Guy. What's that guy's name?
Vinatieri.
Yeah, Thierry.
Snow Guy. Snow Guy. He's going to make the Hall of Fame. Well,
he always made kicks in the snow. You know, what do you want to tell you?
But let's get to until he was like 50.
But that one was indoors.
I watched that from my basement in Broomall that had a urinal.
Listen, it comes full circle.
Wow.
And with that, we go to Dan in Philadelphia. Good morning, Daniel.
Morning, show. How are we today?
Hey, Dan. Man, I missed that urinal, Dan.
Why
Was it just out in the open, or
it was in my bathroom?
Okay, so it was enclosed.
I hope so.
It was. Okay. I had the bathroom done with some glass tiles. And the urinal was like...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Incorporated in the glass tile edge.
Okay, so
very pretty
man cave detail.
Pretty urinal. Okay. Yeah,
nice.
It pretty also sounds urinal. Like NFL player money. Right? Yeah. I'm just saying.
Pretty urinal.
The common folk don't get the urinal at home unless they got some extra dough at the time.
Battery operated bidet.
You have a bidet.
It's battery operated.
You have a bidet in your home.
Dan, don't be calling me out for Mr. Fancy Pants. I can explain that. My hiney needed the help.
I'm not saying anything wrong with him. I'm just saying he's busting on your bidet. He has a stained glass urinal.
Exactly. You know, look, it's similar.
Stained glass urinal.
I'm going to look for one.
Okay, all right, Dan, what do you got, buddy?
Well,
talk to us.
First of all, I want everybody to stop with this cousin thing that they say about you. I don't know where it came from. I don't know who started it, but it needs to end. And it needs to end today, Joe. They're not going to keep bullying you like this.
Thank you.
I need a picture.
Outrageous.
It is outrageous. I don't know where it came from or who started it, but we'll
can you
we'll
imagine Joe with his arms around Joe with makeup? Joe?
Joe
with the poofy dress with makeup.
You don't have a picture of your prom?
The shimmery poofy dress.
I don't know. I'd have to see if it's in like my mom's photo albums. I have no idea.
Slow dancing. Joe slow dancing with Joe.
All right.
Well, Joanne, you look really pretty tonight.
Dan, are you done? You done?
I'm not saying anything, Joe.
Well, the problem is you acted like a horse's hiney for 3 years spreading this rumor, and now the rest... This could prevent me from being president.
It would be a funny turn if Dan was like, I never do it. And that was
great. To talk about the Eagles real quick, I think they need to cut back on Barkley at this point. I mean... It's just not obtainable. Let's be
well,
honest.
It is attainable. 140 is not impossible.
It's not obtainable. Especially
if he
busts
a couple long ones, he's right back on track.
That's true. But if you're going to start pushing for it, that's when you know you hope he doesn't get hurt. And I would just cut it back. There's a reason why the record lasted so long. If anything, this is the last game you try for it. But I don't want to see him get hurt. I want to see him get less touches. As I also want to continue to win. But if he can get less touches so he has more rest for the playoffs, that's the direction I think the Eagles should start going. Maybe see what they can do in the first half of this game with him. But after that, you just got to...
Yeah, the irony, of course, is he usually gets more of his yards in the second half.
In the second half, I know.
You know?
But
All right, Dan, give me an answer here for a simple truth you'd like to know the answer to.
John, after I say this answer, I need you to call your mother at the break. Okay. Is a name a word?
Ooh. Ooh. Ben, you might not have been here for this before.
Yes.
Like DeCamera. Mm-hmm. I say it's not a word.
Which is idiotic.
Is it a word, Ben?
Yeah, it's a word.
Of course.
Thanks,
By the way, what's your thing you always say? What's your reasoning, Joe? Real quick. If it's not what? You always say, if it's not in the dictionary.
If it's not in the dictionary, it's
not
a word.
So let me give you Oxford Dictionary's definition of a word.
Mm-hmm.
A single, distinct, meaningful element of speech or writing used with others or sometimes alone to form a sentence and typically shown with a space on either side when written or printed. By that definition, a name is clearly a word.
Did you just add that or did they just said that?
It says it right here.
They say by that definition.
Yeah, it says it right here.
Okay, well, here's the problem with that.
It doesn't go with what you say.
I tell
the
truth.
It's in the dictionary. So what are you going to say now?
DeCamera's not in the dictionary.
Dude.
It's not.
So?
My
so
name's
not a
in
word.
The dictionary.
Not a word.
Doesn't
Yeah, my name's in the dictionary.
Well, some obviously. You know, Joe Table in the dictionary.
Jose
Mesa.
Just give up. Sometimes take the L.
I don't want to take the L.
Loser!
Caney, not in the dictionary.
Why would there be a book somewhere with everyone's name in it?
Why is that a requirement for you?
His words are in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And if it's not in there, it ain't a word. Simple. And with that, I tell you, time's yours is coming up. All right, good morning to you on a great Wednesday morning. We've had some nice weather this week. It's been sunnier. It's been warmer, which is
it's
good.
It's about to get colder.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Big front coming in Saturday morning.
It's
going
to get real cold.
You jinxed it.
Saturday morning,
way
duck blind to be there.
What's Saturday morning?
Big front moving in.
Yeah, it's going to get cold.
Good day to be in a duck
blind. I wouldn't mind a white Christmas.
Yeah.
Day, good that good day to be something. In a duck blind.
Believe it.
You go with the believe it, man. That's... Is it possible that we could get some snow?
Hopefully not.
Why?
We've talked about this. I do not need snow. I live in the city. I park my car. Like, it's annoying.
Let me ask you a question.
Like, a layer of snow where it doesn't stick on the streets, fine.
James,
that's fine.
Do you care about the kids?
Like
they're our future.
Show them all the beauty they possess.
I mean, James, you're the guy last year that wanted to root for the Detroit Lions for their fans.
Lions and Nuggets. Not only your own daughter, her friends.
Like, you don't care about their well-being and how they'd like to go.
Well, well-being. I think it's actually safer. My daughter's scooters to school. It's safer not in the snow.
She'll be off.
So. You know, oh, that's a good point.
They're all about to be off.
I love. I live 10 minutes from you, James. I love.
Hate it.
I love the snow.
Nope.
She would love to play and build snowmen.
Nope. Yeah. Then I have to go outside and get cold and wet. I'm good.
Bad guy. All right. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Red tag bonus cash is back at Armin Chevrolet in stock. The 3-row Chevy Traverse. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question. Which player moving to the outfield would most help the Phillies become a better team? Three choices: Bryce to right, Trey to center, Schwarber to left. John, how do you think people voted?
Trey to center has to win.
It sure does.
Is it a landslide?
Pretty
69%?
63% say Trey Turner, 32% say Bryce, 5% say Kyle Schwarber. Look, none of them are probably going to happen, but I just wish that the players would be open to it and the organization would have the guts. Again, this is predicated on as long as Bryce's arm wouldn't have a problem for the future batting years and all that. I just think they could be a better team if they had, to use a Sam Hinkie term, optionality. But if they're just going to be, you know, adherent to certain guys have to play certain positions, I think it junks them up. I really do. 215-592-9494. All right, the drones thing. Let's just go on the record, all of us. Like, you can either say, like, where they came from or what you think they're about. I just need everyone to give a prediction. Maybe sometime we find out, maybe we don't. My prediction, foreign government. Rhea, what is your prediction?
I can't believe you think that.
I don't know why you think it can't be, James.
I don't think, because I think that the U.S. would not allow it. If the U.S. knew that they were, like, they would not still be here night after night.
I don't know the U.S. is, quote, allowing it. I don't know what they can really do about it.
We don't think we have control of our airspace in America.
I think we could try.
Shoot them down over, like, suburban New Jersey.
This is crazy. I think it's insane to think that.
I don't.
Well, I'm pretty sure that I know what you're going to run on. Don't trust your own government.
No, it's the other government. Ray, gut feeling, what is it?
I think it's our government.
Okay. Ben?
Our government.
James?
Our government.
Devin?
Well, I was going to say our government. Now I want to shake things up. I'll say aliens.
Well,
that's really shaking it up.
Yeah, Dev.
I mean,
great work, man.
Just throw it out there.
How do you know it's not true?
I don't know anything's not true.
Honestly, aliens is probably a better answer than foreign government.
All right, John, you're the one guy here that went to Stanford. And right, what are they?
It is not me. It is not the government. It is indeed interplanetary activity. It is cosmic.
Do you really believe
disarray.
That?
No.
Okay. It's
I would love for it to be aliens, and I think that's a cool idea. And maybe someday we'll see aliens doing drone activity. I think they're peeping the reactor. It's our government trying to figure out what's going on. Yeah. And it's not the end of the world. It's not but it is something. And we'll never really know what it is.
And let me just say this, Ben, because I heard your thing there. You're all pumped up if it is an alien. That's not good for us.
I think it's good.
I think it's like good.
Touching
we could learn from
the
them.
Pot that's hot.
Come on.
We shouldn't be
don't
scouting.
Be so
we shouldn't be scouting outer space.
So, you don't Joe, think I used
there's
to
something
disagree
else
with
out
you?
There.
Don't.
Oh, there's definitely something out there.
Without a doubt.
Don't tempt the bear.
See, I think it's scarier to think that we're alone. I think it's more comforting to know that there's like other.
No, Joe's just saying that they might not be friendly. Is his point?
Yeah.
And Joe, so I used to disagree
just
with you.
Observing, that's
I've
fine.
Come around. I actually think it is far more likely that aliens would not be friendly than be friendly.
Yeah, they'd probably not be friendly.
I think so.
Of course.
I mean, think about us. Like, if we could travel to another planet.
Guys, think
you
about
the technology
when,
and power
when the Europeans came here, was that good for Native Americans?
That's exactly right. No, Joe, you're exactly right. I think you're exactly right.
So let's
I'm not
keep
sending
working
out space
on our, let's keep
sound
working
signals,
on our interstellar array of weaponry.
You prepare
and
your defense, but you don't alert outer space. That's all I'm saying. Like Jodie Foster in that
what do you
movie.
Mean, alert
contact. I don't want contact.
How,
I want the
how
opposite
do you think
of contact.
We're alerting
think,
outer space.
No, I think we already
by
have.
Contact.
We but already have
I'm not
sent,
suggesting
like, radio.
Don't send out sound signals. Don't, none of that. None of that.
I'm not.
It's too late.
Well, someone is.
I'm not.
Jodie Foster was in a movie.
You,
let's
did you send out
them.
Signals? No.
Well, we did.
Are the drones?
I mean, we sent out that famous thing. What's it called?
Did the drones send out stuff?
I'm just
saying. No, the humans did. We sound like Bach and music and all this stuff. Yeah.
Don't do it. All right, with that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us.
I want to take them on.
Who?
Whoever.
You go for it.
All right.
You be the fullback, John.
I'm saying.
Lead the way for humanity.
Come, have another short career.
Are you? Would you rather live in fear? Would you rather live in fear?
Go get a couple more concussions while you're
afraid.
At it.
Yeah.
Wow.
By a dog.
It's cool.
Joe.
If that's the way you like to live, with your tail tucked between your legs in the corner.
John, wait till you see
afraid
this.
Afraid of the aliens that are invading. Like, let's go try to cut their heads off.
Wait till you see this photograph tomorrow of my athletic career. I'm just giving you a little teaser. Little teaser. All right. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I just wanted to call and tell you guys that I love your morning show. I listen every single day. And I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. Time is yours.
Yes!
Wow.
That was good.
Wow.
That is really good, man.
Well done.
Well, just put up the Christmas tree, and my wife suggested we don it with candy canes. Well, I don't know what candy canes are, so, Joe, in your infinite wisdom, what's a candy cane? Sheesh.
It's a, well, hold on. So it's a, why am I getting this confused?
Whoa.
Hold on, stop, stop. The thing that's multicolored thing, that's called
multicolored, two colors.
Two colors, red and white. It's
there
called a.
Not necessarily.
Why am I blanking right now?
It can be others.
It's called a what?
I forget what it's called right now.
What do you mean?
He just said it.
Just say it.
Candy. Is that what it's called? Candy cane?
Yes.
Oh my God.
No, wait, I'm getting confused.
Well,
hold on.
What
no,
is
I'm
it? Joe is
what
the is alien. It?
I put one on my tree two nights ago.
What did you put on your tree?
What is that thing called? Is it called a candy cane? It doesn't sound right. You know when something doesn't sound right?
Sure.
It's candy cane. Is that thing a candy cane?
Like you're messing with us.
No, I swear to God, I'm not. I'm blanking.
Wasn't
right
this?
Now, I'm blanking.
I got it.
James, I see you're holding it up.
So this is a candy cane that I'm holding up.
A candy cane.
That's a candy cane.
I just
right
got
there.
Confused for a second. This wasn't one of those things I don't know. You know when sometimes a word doesn't sound
great
right?
Great job.
You know what I'm saying,
hey,
Ben?
Hey, Joe, awesome
yes.
job. No, that's really good.
What
job
really
that
good?
You knew that.
I wasn't looking for credit. I'm telling you that I blanked. John, you've never blanked?
I blank
okay.
constantly.
I blank.
That's like that's all I do. I feel
okay.
like that's all, that's how I
that's
think
all I'm
now.
Saying.
Wow, way to know what a candy cane is. Good job,
candy cane. Thank
good
you.
Job, Joe.
I'm pretty sure Mork is Joe DeCamera's real name, given that he's an alien from another planet who doesn't know what a Tootsie Pop is.
Name wrong.
It is very alien.
It's one of those weeks. God darn it.
Joe DeCamera, your mom still does your wash. She absolutely has a photo of your prom.
That's a good point.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I'd have to go through the photo albums, and that's...
She was too embarrassed. It's a family
what
disgrace.
What do you mean you'd have to go through the photo
I don't
album.
Have a photo myself.
She's
I'd
like, oh, I can't keep this picture of Joe and his
at
cousin.
At my mom's apartment,
need,
I'd have to go through
them
all.
We need to speak with mom
Mrs. D?
At some point, or cousin, or sis... To get to the bottom of this, because it does feel like he's hiding something.
Oh, really? It clearly does.
Okay, listen, yeah. you guys think what you want. Are we done, James?
Yeah, we're done.
This is persecution. This is persecution.
Goodness.
I'm sorry. It doesn't feel...
This is exhausting.
Sometimes it's a little much. You know, you think I don't have feelings? You think I don't bleed? And with that, time's yours.
You're not bleeding.
Here no, I am. I lay myself bare.
This is exhausting.
I think we do take it for
how do you think
granted?
I feel?
We take it for granted that he's in, like impervious to the slings and arrows.
Well, the problem is then sometimes I come at you like this.
Yes!
And I get all,
true.
You know. All right, I deserve it. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I just keep thinking of Joe standing behind Joe.
And
with the arms around Joe. And that prom, the silky smooth prom dress with poofy sleeves on
John,
Joe.
This is, you're weird.
John's funny today. John's on a roll today.
He is on a roll.
You're obsessed with
funny
this.
Picture.
Vision
in my
Joe
head.
And Joe prom picture.
It's like he got a girlfriend and came out of his shell or something. You know?
Oh, maybe.
Let's go to Will in Northeast Philly. Will, good morning.
Voltron, long time no hear.
Will, yeah, it's great to hear
hey,
you.
How you been, buddy?
Hey, listen, man, I'm having an AJ moment, man, because I'm quite sure you be seeing me call this line, and you're not throwing me the ball. You're not answering my call, man. I feel like AJ right now.
We don't pick up the phone. Seltzer picks up the phone.
Yeah, that is Jimmy's fault.
Yeah, don't just get mad
I
at me.
Jimmy
hold.
Might be
wait,
dodging
well, I clearly
Will.
Answered his call. I think it's talking but, about you over there.
Yeah, you get me in the lineup. But oh, no, anyway,
right.
listen, it's always great to hear from you guys, talk to you guys, you know what I'm saying? I miss you guys. That's
yeah,
all.
We miss you,
and Will. And hello, Rhea. I apologize. I had a little
hello.
Moment. But listen, man, what I love about what Jalen's doing, right, he continue to prove everybody wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because what I love about him, he's always improving. Now, you know, I've been seeing, like, when Jalen is – when he scrambles, he don't look down the field. In that Pittsburgh game, he was looking down the field all the time. And, you know, it's things that he needed to improve on, and that's what he's doing. But the main thing that I want to say, 90% mental, 10% physical. And guess what? Sirianni got these guys mentally ready, man. They're not focusing on anything else but the next game and to keep winning. And that's what I love about Sirianni. He got these guys fully focused. The physicality is there. And, yes, we are the beast. We are the bully. And guess what? We're able to take on any team that steps on that field. And I think we really got a chance to
They do. They do. All right, Will, you also and everyone right now has a chance for a $100 Joseph Anthony Spa and Salon gift card. We need an answer, too. Without getting into the complex things like God and alien and all that,
okay.
Aliens, we need a simple truth that you'd like to know the answer to. What do you want to know the answer to? What do you got?
Since they made marijuana legal, I want to know, Clinton, did you really inhale or not?
Interesting. Okay, that's an interesting one. All right, Jake and Delco, we're moving fast right now, turning two. Jake, what do you want to know the answer to?
I wanted to give an answer to something.
Go ahead, quickly. We got to move fast, real fast.
You guys are making fun of Elliot for the Marianne Joseph thing. And then you transition to a conversation about the Immaculate Conception, and then you guys were wrong about that. It sounded like the way you were talking about it, you made it sound like that's the birth of Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It's the birth of Mary. John said it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Well, why are you correct? Were you being nice?
No, just because I got to pick my spots, and we got a lot to get to in life sometimes.
Okay, well, then it's on John, then. You guys are making fun of Elliot, and then you guys.
That was a whole different thing.
It's on, Jake.
All right, we're moving fast here. Give me an answer, a truth you'd like to know the answer to. Gary, what do you got?
I wanted to talk about you for president, but can I give you my theory on the drones real quick?
You know, Gary, we got no time. I just need an answer. Give me an answer.
They're just in our area. They're looking for Bryce Huff. My answer is Wilt scored 100.
Wilt scored 100. All right. We need an answer to things that were said in the show today. What's the best answer to what is the truth you want to know? So, I mean, are we back to the Tootsie Pop?
What?
I mean, that was the best reaction.
A lot of this stuff, you know, just kind of didn't. I mean, there's the Clinton thing. Did he inhale? I mean,
yes, he inhaled.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
So Tootsie Pop wins.
I think it has to be.
I like the Tootsie Pop. It's a great answer.
And it's made all the more incredible by the fact that you really have never heard of
it. It created confusion.
Yeah. That concept.
All right, JP, you have won with the Tootsie Pop answer.